Biden's Border Plan, More Buses for Migrants to Reach American Jobs. By Neil Munro on March 31, 2022. President Joe Biden's deputies have a plan for dealing with the huge wave of young illegal migrants expected at the border once they lift the Title 42 epidemic barrier. Get more buses to deliver the migrants to jobs in U.S. cities. Their plan is to move people into the country faster, Senator James Lankford, ROK, said Wednesday. That's their whole plan, he said. They're now presenting their plan to us of what they're going to do when they take Title 42 off. What they have worked on apparently for a year is a way to expedite people crossing the border and moving them into the interior at a faster rate. They talk about how do we actually move people to the interior faster so they don't get clogged up at the border, and the images that all of you saw on TV last summer don't occur again at the border with thousands and thousands of people. That is not a plan to help us with illegal immigration, said Lankford, whose record on immigration and Oklahoma wages is mixed. The administration's policy is not to make it better, but to actually make it worse, said Senator John Cornyn, RTX. The Biden plan was outlined on March 30 by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, which is run by pro-migration zealot Alejandro Mayorkas. The strategy includes, 1. Acquiring and deploying resources to address increased volumes. 2. Delivering a more efficient and fair immigration process. In its FY22 appropriations bill, Congress provided an additional $1.45 billion for a potential Southwest border surge, including $1.06 billion for CBP soft-sided facilities, medical care, transportation, and personnel costs. $239.7 million for ICE for processing capacity, transportation, and personnel costs, and $150 million for FEMA's emergency food and shelter program at the southwest border. DHS will fund operational requirements by prudently executing its appropriations, reprioritizing and reallocating existing funding through reprogrammings and transfers, requesting support from other federal agencies. The DHS process is already sending many migrants to nearby nonprofits, which then use taxpayer funds and corporate donations to bus and fly the migrants to new jobs throughout the United States. Mayorkas' plan would let the new migrants compete for jobs and apartments against many millions of disadvantaged and ordinary Americans. Those Americans are already facing inflation, rising rents, drug addiction, and extended joblessness, said Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. CNBC reported on March 30. Roughly 20% of American employees regularly run out of money between paychecks, up from 15% last year, according to the survey of more than 3,000 working adults in February. As a result, about one quarter of those polled said it's harder to afford necessary expenses and one third are unable to build savings. Issues that are particularly problematic for low to moderate income workers. Mayorkas refuses to detain asylum seekers until their cases are adjudicated, despite federal law requiring detention. The Mayorkas inflow will drive down the Americans' wages and raise families' rents, so boosting CEOs' profits and investors' stock values on Wall Street. Mayorkas is backed up by progressives who wish to transform the United States from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-led empire of competing identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, a Mayorkas ally, Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times on March 21. It will be an extraordinary achievement. We will ultimately triumph, he insisted. Mayorkas' strategy of efficient and fair processing basically means laundering the migrants' legal status and then releasing them into the country, said Krikorian. He added, it's no coincidence that they extended Title 42 until late May. Because what else happens in late May? The new Mayorkas asylum rule goes into effect. So the point of this was to keep Title 42 in place until they can use the new asylum rule to just rubber stamp all of these illegal immigrants as asylum recipients and then poof. There's no more illegal aliens. The asylum rule is giving low-level bureaucrats authority, equivalent to Congress as a whole, to decide how many foreigners should move to the United States and become American citizens, Krikorian said. The goal of the regulation is to dramatically increase the number of people successfully getting asylum and to speed that process up as much as possible, he said. Mayorkas's deputies are also drafting a regulation that would expand the number of reasons that people can use to win asylum. Current rules provide asylum for people facing political persecution. But Mayorkas wants to provide asylum to people who say they are afraid of non-political crime. Mayorkas is a Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot. And the asylum regulation is the centerpiece of his bureaucratic campaign to build a network of new migration pathways that operate outside the numerical limits set by Congress. Mayorkas' migration network is intended to take market share from the labor trafficking networks run by the cartel's criminal networks. In 2021, DHS Secretary Mayorkas allowed more than cartel-delivered 1 million economic migrants across the southern border. Alongside the legal inflow of myriad visa workers and roughly 1 million legal immigrants. The inflow adds about 2 million people to the nation every year, just as 4 million Americans begin searching for jobs. Once Biden lifts the Title 42 barrier, Mayorkas and his deputies expect perhaps 500,000 migrants to arrive at the border each month. That number would be higher than the number of Americans who turn 18 each month. Progressives want Biden and Mayorkas to go further. This will continue to be a profoundly difficult problem to manage, admit two progressives who write the newspaper's Plumline Progressive blog. So a better political approach might be to explain these challenges forthrightly to the public. Explain that this is a hard problem, that excluding all asylum seekers isn't an answer, and that rationalizing the system is worth attempting, deserves public patience, and could produce a better outcome than mass expulsion has. The progressives do not consider the damage of migration to ordinary Americans' wages and rents. Mayorkas' plan has rattled some Democrats who worry it may be too soon to return to pre-pandemic immigration rules at the border, said the Washington Post. In 2014, a rush of migrants at the border wrecked public trust in the border policies set by President Barack Obama. Those 2014 poll numbers derailed Obama's hopes for a mass amnesty and encouraged a New York TV personality to run for president. In September 2021, Biden's polls were badly damaged by the TV news coverage of the invasion by roughly 30,000 migrants at Del Rio in Texas. A supercharged repeat of the mass migration during the 2022 election year may help Americans to recognize their shared opposition to labor migration. That public opposition is revealed in polls. But it is suppressed by claims by investor-funded progressives that the United States is a nation of immigrants. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has used a wide variety of excuses and explanations. For example, nation of immigrants, to justify its policy of extracting tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. The self-serving economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. It is harmful to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities, shrinks their salaries and wages, raises their housing costs, and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Extraction migration also distorts the economy, curbs Americans' productivity, reduces voters' political clout, undermines employees' workplace rights, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland states. An economy built on extraction migration also radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise-promoting civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic strategy also kills many migrants, splits foreign families, and extracts wealth from the poor home countries. Not surprisingly, the wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.